Oh. Well, tonight's message is Operation of Faith. Putting this message together and everything was something else. As I was going through, trying to figure out what the Holy Spirit wanted me to share and to do. And so I was sitting there as I was reading the Word and just kept on tugging my heart, you know, saying, faith, faith, faith. So that was going along, and you know, he'd give me little things. It was really long. He'd give me a little something. So I'd write something out, set it down, write something else out, set it down. Next thing I know, I got the living room floor just full of notes. And I thought, all right, God, I'm going to need faith to put this together. I mean, this is... I mean, it's just so much. And so... So yeah, I just thank the Lord and just know he's there for me and he helps me and guides me. So all right, I like to pray first. I'll do that. Thank you, Lord, for this gathering tonight, and that you would open our eyes and ears and hearts, O Lord, to you. And that the Holy Spirit will touch each one of us tonight. And we will have a better understanding of your words and your word. Amen. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. So faith is laying hold of the unrealities of hope and bringing them into the realm of reality. Or the ability to believe that you see through prayer. Where does faith come from? It comes from God. If you open your Bible up to Genesis 1. Grab my specs. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1:6. And God said, let there be expanse between the waters and separate water from water. So made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. Genesis 1:9. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear, and it was so. 1:11. And God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give lights on earth. And it was so. 1:20. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth and cross the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea, and every living and moving thing that which the waters teems according to their kinds, and every winged birds according to their kind. And God saw that this was good. 1:24. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kind, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to their kind. And it was so. 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our own image. Oh, sorry. I went too far. I'm jumping ahead of myself. So, As you see, in Genesis 1, God operates in faith. He created the heavens and earth and all in it by faith. He had faith when God said and God said and God said. He believed what was not there, that it would be created, and it was. God wants us to walk in faith. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Galatians 3:11. The righteous living by faith, or the righteous live by faith. Hebrews 10:38. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, he will not be pleased with him. Must have God-like faith like Jesus did. Mark 11:22, 23, 24. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you received it, and it will be yours. How do we get faith? We must first believe and accept Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, for you have to have faith in Him. Jesus is the author of faith, for it teaches us in 2 Corinthians 5:7 that we live by faith, not by sight. Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. So through Him we have the access to the promise of faith, to call on things that are not as though they were, in Romans 4:17. For God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so is His promise of faith. John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Faith is a spiritual force in you. When Jesus became your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit moves with your faith, for He is the action that gets things done. What is the measure of faith? We read weak or little faith in the Word. We read growing or increasing faith in the Word. Then there is strong faith. Weak or little faith is someone that is saved, but yet without understanding and not knowing the full love of Christ. Matthew 6:30. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. You can also read in Matthew 8:26, 14:31, and 16:8. And Jesus speaks of little faith. Growing or increasing faith is someone that the love is increasing to the Father in heaven and is reading and hearing God's Word and putting it into practice. Getting used to letting go of fear and worry and trusting in Jesus, but still lacks wisdom of the full knowledge of the Lord's love. Luke 17:5. Lord, increase my faith and help thou unbelief. James 1:5 through 6. If any lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Even to ask for wisdom, you need total faith. Strong faith. It's a wisdom of knowledge of how much our Father in heaven truly loves us, and we act in His love. We step into His love, not a leap of faith. So as someone who totally loves Jesus and trusts in Him and reads and understands God's Word and puts it into practice, the knowledge of God's love. Matthew 8:5-10. I got to read this. Matthew 8:5-10. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home, paralyzed in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith." I love that story. That's one of my favorites. You know, it's just... the centurion man, a Gentile, that came to Jesus asking for help for his paralyzed servant. Jesus said he would go, but the centurion humbled himself and said, "I don't deserve for you to come under my roof. But if you would just say the word, knowing there was power in his word." Believing in Jesus, which gave him faith, then said, "And my servant will be healed." He said, "Will." Will is also going to happen. It's stamped. It is. It is total faith. So that makes strong faith. The servant was healed that very hour. Romans 4:20-22. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promises of God, but strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteous. Being strong in faith means you're obeying God's word. Thou shalt have no fear and trust in him without waver. In Luke 5:6, the apostle asked Jesus, "How do we increase our faith?" Jesus replied back with a parable of faith. "As small as a mustard seed, you say to the mulberry tree, be rooted and be planted in the sea, and it will obey you." Jesus was showing that unwavering faith of 100% faith, no matter how small it may be, that it will get the job done. Do you believe Jesus died on the cross for your sins and was risen 100%? Yes? Do you believe in his word 100%? Yes. Do you believe Jesus loves you 100%? Yes. Do you love the Lord 100%? Yes. Do you believe all that 100% without wavering? This is strong faith. That's it. Now apply it to everything in your lives. That's all it is. Don't you understand that it took 100% of faith for you to even get saved? That's what it took. Your faith is measured by your belief. And if you accepted Christ, you already have the measure of faith within you to move a mountain. Praise God, it's in you. Praise God, it's in you. Don't let the devil tell you you don't have it. He is a liar and a thief. He wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you pushed way down. He knows that you have that faith, and he's scared of it. All you have to do is rise above it and use it. We shall use faith like a sledgehammer to go against the devil and his lies and deceit of fear, worry, anxiety, circumstances of this world. You say, Brother Tim, I don't have that kind of faith. Did you lose it? You had it a minute ago when you got saved. Pain and suffering is a thief and a liar. Use your faith to conquer it. For we are redeemed. Put your full armor of God on. Put your full armor of God on by stepping into His love. The belt of truth is His love. The breastplate of righteousness is His mercy of love. Shoes of peace is His trusting in His love. Shield of faith is wisdom and acting in His love. Helmet of salvation, Jesus shed His blood, for He loves us. Sword of the Spirit, the living Word of God, love and mercy. When you stand on Scripture or pray for a need in your life, no matter how small or how great the circumstances, your faith must be 100% for it to work in your life or someone else's. Remember, God said no waver. But with authority of His love and promise is that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Galatians 4:7. So you are no longer a slave. You are no longer held down in this world. You are no longer a slave. He gave you all the tools to come above it through Christ. What Jesus did on that cross. But you are a son. And since you are a son, God has made you an heir. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us to be heirs of the Word, of the Word of God and all of His promises, covenants. When Jesus said, by His stripes we are healed, expect to be healed. It's done. Jesus put a stamp on it. It's finished. When you walk out that front door, you always look at the first step. Maybe sometimes, but a lot of times you don't. You just kind of open the door and you start to walk out. You know that first step is there. The Word of God tells you that the step is there. Jesus laid the foundation for your faith. It's not a leap of faith, but a step, a decision to trust in the one that loves you most. If the one that loves you most tells you the water is deep enough that you won't hit bottom when you jump, do you trust him? I don't know about you guys, but sometimes that can be pretty scary, you know. You won't, that's a long ways down. You know, I hit that water and I don't know how, it might be a rock sticking up. I don't know. Do you trust him? Or do you go down and test the waters yourself? Maybe break a leg in the process. Good chance of it. Or do you wait to see him jump first and tells you it's okay? I've been mostly that guy. You go first and then I'll follow. Well, Jesus already jumped. And he's telling you to trust in him, that the water is living water that flows to answer your needs, praise God. If a child climbs a tree, goes out on a limb and asks for help, and the one that loves him most says, jump, I will catch you. So the child jumps with total trust. This is childlike faith, strong faith. Even a child can have strong faith. Because Jesus loves us most. One must get rid of one's mindset of, I might fall. Instead, open your eyes and your hearts to know there's a huge net under you, and it would be fun to trust and see what God will do in your life. You know God loves you and wants the best for you. Your faith is the go switch for the Holy Spirit to intervene in your life. Psalms 43:5. Why are you cast, O my soul? Hope in God, for yet I shall praise Him. Keep thanking Him. Praising Him. He is our rock in any storm. And He'll weather us through and deliver us, for He loves us. And has promised to us to trust in Him and believe in God's Word and not the circumstances in our lives. Great faith you have within you to conquer this world, for He's a merciful and faithful Lord and Savior. Well, what if my faith doesn't work? One must know God never fails us, ever. If it doesn't work, it's on us. That you got to know. What if I have doubts that run through my mind? Will faith still work? It will still work as long as you combat it with the Word and don't listen to the lies of evil so that it won't be planted in your heart. Fear is the opposite of faith. Hate is the opposite of love. Anxiety is the opposite of peace. If you're having any of these symptoms of evil, that's what they are. They're symptoms. They can't harm you. They're nothing but symptoms. Combat it with the cure of love, your Father in heaven and His Word. Always stand on Him. Constantly. A lot of times it's not really a faith issue, it's a love issue. Galatians 5:6. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. Romans 8:37-39. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, or any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow! I mean, how much does our Lord love us? I mean, my goodness. That's all in all. He is the one that loves us most. We can rely on Him. And love Him because He loves us for what He did, what Jesus did for us, to become sons and heirs of heaven. Do you understand true wisdom is a knowledge of love our Heavenly Father has for us and what great measure of things He will do for us? As we act in His love with His knowledge of wisdom, is what faith is created. So God is love, wisdom is love, and faith is love. When someone loves you so much you can put your trust in them and believe and have strong faith, that's it. That is strong faith. This is the knowledge of God's love. When you love someone, how do you know? You know that you know that you know. That's how. Same thing works as faith, because faith is love, as God is love. Pray for more knowledge and wisdom and love, and you have strong faith. Ephesians 6:23. Peace to the brother and love with faith from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with undying love. 1 John 19. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And He has given us this command, whoever loves God must love his brother. Faith will not work if you have unforgiveness in your heart at all. If you have unforgiveness in your heart for anyone, your hate will keep you from the anointing power of Christ's promises. Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Faith is like a seed planted into a fertile field of God's word and promises. We should use his word to stand on and believe and receive because he loves us. Romans 10:17. So faith cometh by hearing and by the word of God. Mark 11:24. Therefore I tell you the truth, if you have faith and have not doubt what was done to this fig tree, but also you could say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. And if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Keep feeding the seed of faith with God's word, and don't waver or compromise the word of God with doubt. And it will produce fruit of your labor of faith. Let's say you go to the store to buy an apple tree. You see a little stick of a tree. You grab the tag and you look at it, and it says apple tree. Okay, so you take it home, you water it, you plant it. Well, you plant it, then water it. Fertilize it, you take care of it, and you expect to get apples. If you plant a cherry tree, you expect to get cherries. If you plant a peach tree, you expect to get peaches. You know and believe and expect you will get what you planted. So when you read God's word, plant it into your heart and believe and expect to receive it to happen. Sometimes it takes a little while for our bodies to catch up with our faith. But know, by his stripes, you are healed. Know that we will be healed because we are healed. Praise the Lord. Do not undermine your faith in God's word with your words of doubt, or you will lose, or you will not see the fruit of God's promises. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those that love it will eat of its fruit. Proverbs 21:23. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from calamity. James 1:26. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Remember Hebrews 11. By faith, all things are possible. So don't go around claiming your illness or situation by saying, "Oh, this is my bad knee." You just claimed it. "This is my bad back." Guess what you just did? You just claimed it. "My bad shoulder." You claimed it. "This is my illness. I'm at that age. I'm poor. I'm nobody. I'm dirt. I'm this. I'm that." Stop claiming it. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of this world. Start acting like it. He paid the ultimate price for your healing and peace and joy. So stop saying these things undermine your planted seed of faith. Start getting wisdom of how much God loves you and what he has done for you, so you can receive your healing, your abundance, your joy, and your peace. Luke 6:49. But the one who hear my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. God said, "I am." Exodus 3:14. "I am who I am," God said. John 8:58. "Before Abraham was born, I am." John 14:6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord. John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. John 11:25. I am the resurrection of life. John 8:12. I am the light of the world. John 6:35. I am the bread of life. Isaiah 41:10. I am with you. I am your God. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And we say, I am a new creation. I am saved. I am redeemed. I am blessed. I am healed. I am belonging to Christ. I am a vessel of Christ. Holy Spirit, joined together, I am. I am adopted son, heir of God. God is my Father. I am. I am a preacher of God's word. I am. So the operation of faith is the wisdom of how much our Father in heaven truly loves us, and we act in his love. It's a step in his love, not a leap of faith. And that you have 100% faith, strong faith within you, that you can use like a power tool to fight against the devil and his lies, deceit, circumstances of this world. Always walk in forgiveness and love in the Lord's mercy and grace. Know who God is and who you are through Christ. Don't compromise. Do not compromise this, guys. Right here. You cannot compromise this. Stand on it. For whatever your needs are, you stand on it. Always give thanks and praise and glory to God without waver in your faith, and you will receive. You will receive. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. No matter what your circumstances, know that God is bigger than any of it. And he has declared that he loves you, and that for you have no fear, for God is with you. And even the smallest things, you can have faith for. Job I was doing in construction, and the guy, I wasn't building on his house, but it was a next door neighbor. He come over and asked me, hey, did you come over and help plant this tree? I said, yeah, sure. So I went over there and, he already had the hole already dug up. So I was like, well, that's going to be easy, But he told me he's already planted 3 trees there already, and they all died. Oh, okay. He said, I'm just hoping that this is it. If this one don't work, I'm not going to have a tree here. And so we planted that tree. And he was still kind of just doubting. It'll probably die. And I don't know this man. Not really. I mean, I've seen him from working across the street. So I asked him, so how about we pray for this tree? He's all, what? You want to pray for the tree? I said, yeah. Yeah, I want to pray for the tree. Well, how's that even possible? Well, let's just pray for it, because I've been redeemed. So he thought I was off my rocker. He really did. So I prayed over that tree. And then I was doing the job there and was watching that tree, and, you know, it actually started budding. I mean, really quick. It was just a stick. It started budding really quick. I'm like, praise God. And I was, as I was driving back and forth to work each day, I just keep praising the Lord on that tree. Just getting, putting faith in that tree. And that tree kept growing and growing, blooming. You know, that guy would come out and he's just, I can't believe this tree. They all just die off every time. This tree just keeps going. I know in 2 years, and when I went back after 2 years, that tree was still there. It is still just as green as can be. I mean, just even the smallest things. Put faith in every aspect of your life. Every aspect. Your finances, everything, relationships. I mean, I prayed for a beautiful wife. I had faith. Hello. You know? So you put faith in everything. Because He loves you most. All right. Thank you. I'm going to close in prayer. That's what I have. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me the hammer of faith, Lord, and to be able to conquer all circumstances of this world through your love and grace, and that Christ Jesus redeemed us from the curse of this world. And thank you, Lord, for your love and everything you have done for us, O Lord, Heavenly Father. Glory to you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you.